Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. You pour a glass of mineral water, and behind that simple act is an entire governance structure. Globally, mineral water parent companies fall into essentially three categories. The first is the multinational publicly listed group. Take Pellegrino, owned by Nestlé. As of 2026, they are in the process of divesting a 50% stake with a valuation of roughly 5 billion euros, and several American and European private equity firms are currently bidding. What that means is that the decision makers behind the glass of water you pour tonight may very well be an entirely different group of people soon. The second is the cross-industry family conglomerate. Gerold Steiner is a good example. Since 2022, it has been under the controlling ownership of the Bitburger brewing family. That preserves a long-term outlook, but it also means losing the singular focus that comes with being dedicated entirely to one water. What I really want to talk about is the third category, and it is by far the rarest. The Hassia Group, which Rosbacher belongs to, traces its origins to the first well drilled in 1864. 5 generations, 162 years, 21 shareholders bound by articles of association that permit transfers only within the family, never listed, never broken up. The survival rate for family businesses that make it past the fourth generation is just 3%, and Hassia is still operating in its fifth. Why does this matter? Because when the people making decisions are accountable to the next generation of heirs, rather than next quarter's earnings, sustainability is not a marketing word. It becomes something they are compelled to take seriously. When I chose Hassia, I was not simply choosing a water, I was choosing a family that writes the next generation into the decisions it makes today.